Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Good Friday and the celebration of the Lord's Passion. Today's theme, what did Jesus do for you? When we read today's gospel passage from John chapter 18, verse 1, and chapter 19, verse 42, we can ask ourselves, has Jesus done enough for me? Do I have any prayer requests that have either gone unanswered or are not being answered satisfactorily? Do I suppose it's because he doesn't care? Have I been hurt and brokenhearted without getting enough healing and hope from him? Has Jesus done too little to make me happy? Do I feel like the reason why I've been treated unfairly is because Jesus likes someone else more than me? Let's be honest. From time to time, we all fall victim to the mistaken assumption that life doesn't go the way it should because of God. He's being mean or uncaring or distant. Maybe we're not always conscious of this, but it's there, under the surface, affecting our behaviors and our level of faith. The key to getting out of this self-imposed prison is to meditate upon what Jesus did for us on the original Good Friday. Since he was willing to do that for us, is he not also willing to do everything else that's good for us? Everything else is easy for him in comparison to the cross, which he endured for your sake. Take very personally what he went through. For you, he suffered abuses. For you, he endured ridicule and torture. For you, he accepted an excruciating, painful death. Of course he cares about you. Of course he wants to provide for you and give to you everything that you need, from the smallest blessing to the biggest healing. By attending the Good Friday services in church and by listening to the Passion of Christ while looking at the cross, we can remind ourselves and let Jesus himself remind us that we really do matter to him, and enormously so. In fact, he cares about you so much that he refuses to take shortcuts and halfway measures or to settle for second best. His strategy is to fill all your needs and resolve all of your problems by implementing the best possible plan for you, even if you don't understand it for a while.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.